Good morning. Welcome to Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resiliency with Prophetess Mary Ayodele. This is Season 8, Episode 3, and we are discussing what to do when your kindness is mistaken for weakness. So let's open with prayer. Given honor to the Most High, we are thankful for coming together today to share the principles of spiritual immunity and to apply them to our lives. We pray for continued resilience, peace, focus, gratitude, and all good things as we do what we need to do to build our spiritual immune systems to be effective in our lives and in our families' embraces and in our communities. Hold us, guide us, lead us, and protect us. And may we be a peaceful addition to any situation we're added to. In the name of Yeshua the Christ, amen. This is part two of our last episode, which was discussing what to do when kindness is taken for weakness. In our last episode, I described a situation where the principles of mindfulness were seen as weakness in the workplace by a particular coworker. And in doing so, that coworker was seen to have taken advantage of the person practicing mindfulness. So I am the person who practices and teaches mindfulness. And one coworker came to me to tell me that another coworker thinks that meditation and mindfulness makes people weak, and had decided to take advantage of me and gave me some suggestions on what to do about it. And I thought, oh, this is a wonderful case study for the podcast, because many of you who are practicing gratitude and practicing working with different plants and to build your immune systems physically and emotionally and spiritually, and people who are looking at the world from a metaphysical lens, people who are celebrating a great spring equinox that we just stepped into, people who are loving themselves and their families and communities, could actually draw the ire of people who feel like that's weak and they want to treat you badly. So we're going to walk through this lesson together on how spiritual resilience helps you manage situations like that. Now, the verse that we're working with this week for this series is Matthew 5:5. And that verse is from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And I'd like to repeat that to you again, because I want you all to really sit with that verse, because that's what's going to play out. For those of you who are scholars of the biblical narrative, you can check the word in Greek, and it means gentle. Some even interpret it as powerlessness, which is a profound idea. How can powerless people inherit the earth? Well, obviously for many of you, you're laughing now, because it became clear to me at a wonderful position I once held, where me and my then supervisor glanced across a booth and decided we understood it, because the people who are violent, angry, will simply take each other out, right? And it's going to leave the meek. That's a physical idea. However, on a emotional and spiritual idea, it's going to play out if you start dealing with spiritual resiliency. Now, spiritual resiliency does not mean that you do not take care of yourself. It does not mean that you don't have boundaries. It does mean that people who are ill emotionally and spiritually and sometimes physically may not recognize those boundaries, or it may aggravate them. Gentleness can really aggravate angry people, believe it or not, and they may want to test you. They may come at you in a way that helps you to become actually spiritually stronger, if you want to know the truth. So in part two, I'm going to tell you, as I said before, what the coworker said to me. So the coworker comes to me and says, oh, you know, that mindfulness and meditation you're practicing and teaching has led, you know, employee B to think that you're weak and this employee is taking advantage of you because of that. And I want to give you some suggestions on what to do to stop that from happening. So the suggestions I was given were basically to kind of be deceitful and deflect this energy that was coming toward me that was kind of, how can I describe this energy? It's basically a sabotage energy that this person was supposedly sending toward me. And this is another point of spiritual resilience, especially in a community of people who have no idea what that is. And you're going to be in that community a lot. And what I'll say that again, you will be around people who either don't recognize their spiritual selves, or they don't know that it can be interacted with, or, you know, the world is full of a lot of angry, hurt, confused people who are suffering from different levels of amnesia right now. And those folk kind of wake up from what is really a nightmare screaming by acting out on each other at stores, at work, at the doctor's office. People are just bouncing off each other. There's a lot of kinetic energy going on that is not grounded in faith or belief or anything, just not even shopping anymore. You know, when that was taken away, people just kind of spun out of control. So you have people now who are really not centered. And if you practice being centered, it's interesting. So the suggestions to be deceitful, I chose not to follow, because deceit doesn't really build spiritual resilience. It is not the way to go. I chose another path. And we'll talk about the path I chose in part 3. And at any time you want to talk about the path you chose when you faced this or are facing it now, please email me at prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. Send me your thoughts, reflections, prayer requests. I'm glad to write you back and review them. And, you know, the last show of every season, we go over a question. So the last show of season 8, I will compile your questions and answer them on the podcast. So thank you for listening in. I appreciate all of your support, your prayers, and your positive energy. If you'd like to support this podcast financially, you can send a donation by PayPal to prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to make other arrangements to make a donation differently, write me and we'll work it out. Take care of yourselves. Be blessed, not stressed, and stay tuned for part 3, where we talk about what I applied out of my toolbox of spiritual resiliency to deal with a very interesting idea in the workplace that was brought to me. Okay? All right. Take care. Love you guys. And don't forget the verse that we're praying with this sunrise every day. And, you know, if your sunrise is at night, if you work night shift, if you work day shift, whenever you want to pray this prayer, pray it throughout the day. Write it down for yourself. It's Matthew 5:5. And it reads from the King James Version, and it reads, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And that is the key to handling people who think, one of the major keys, who think that your kindness somehow makes you weak and that they can take advantage of you. Okay? Love you guys. Be safe and well. Ta-ta.